Turning calendar, yes. We're only 22 seconds late. Look at that.
We couldn't help if she had to let her in. She just wandered in.
I suppose we'll let you in. Oh. You know what we're talking about. We're saying we're letting all the attorneys in now, but you came in early. All right, this is our 3 o'clock calendar for contested infractions. I'm just going to go, honestly, probably from the top. Well, okay. I'll try to make this as straightforward and fair as I can. So what I'll do is I'm going to call the cases from the top, but then once I get to that attorney's case, if you got more cases on this particular calendar, let me know. If you're, as usual, we don't have a prosecutor today. If you're making a motion to dismiss, FYI, make sure you tell me the basis for it. If you're making a discovery motion, make sure you confirm you filed your discovery, FYI. All right, so... I'm going to start from the tippy top. Don Adams, case number T00274612. I have Scott Moriarty on for that one. Is Moriarty present?
Present, Your Honor.
All right. This is on for a contested hearing. How are we proceeding today?
Your Honor, I have a motion to dismiss due to improper notice under IRLJ 2.1b. My client was cited with violating subsection 26 of the statute. This statute only has three subsections.
All right. Any response from the prosecutor? No response. No one online. Motion granted. Case is dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honor. That's my only matter. Have a good day.
All right. Next one I'm going to call is Ignacio Ascendio Gardono, case number T00229518. Robert Yernella. Counsel present for that one? No response. We'll come back to that one. All right. Next one I'm going to call is Jeffrey Bean, case number T00147405. I have a Jeannie Mucklestone.
Yes. Good afternoon, Your Honor. For the record, Jeannie Mucklestone. I do have a motion to dismiss on this case. It's the same motion as counsel previously referenced under RLJ 2.1b4. This is improper notice cited as 4661400, subsection 0.19u, and there is no subsection 19u.
Any response from the prosecution? And no response. No prosecutor present. Motion granted. Case is dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honor. The next matter I have is Ava Hurley, H-U-R-L-E-Y.
All right, let's see, where's that at? Okay, case number T00147721.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is the same motion under 2.1b4. This is cited as 4661400, subsection 15, and that does not exist, so we're moving to dismiss.
Any response from the prosecution? No response. Motion granted.
Thank you, Your Honor. The last matter I have is the SKISTIMAS Gregory.
All right, case number T00185768.
Yes, Your Honor. On this case, we filed and served with the prosecuting attorney our request for discovery on April 17th. There is a declaration of mailing on our pleadings. We did not receive any response, so under 3.1b, we're making a motion to suppress and dismiss.
And you said there was a, all right, you see the demand for discovery was filed. Any response from prosecution? No response. Motion granted. Case dismissed.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right, you too. All right, next one I'm going to call is the Paul Dixon, case number 6A0201171. Ms. Bowden? Or Barbara Bowden? Anybody here on her behalf? Mr. Gargiulo, are you standing in for these ones? I thought I saw him on. I swear I did.
Mayor Trashville, come here for the Gargiulo Law Office. We are no longer doing Ms. Bowden's matters.
All right. Well, then we'll go to the next one, which is a Gargiulo matter. It's Sean Drew, case number T00250678. Mr. Kellerman, go ahead.
Yes, Your Honor. Joshua Kellerman here for the Gargiulo Law Firm. For Mr. Drew, Your Honor, similar to prior counsels, this is an IRL J2.1B4 motion to suppress and dismiss for improper citation to a subsection 21, which does not exist.
Any response from the state? Prosecution? No response. No prosecutor present to respond. Motion granted. Case dismissed. Do you have another one?
I have three other matters the court would like to take them.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do those.
Yes, Your Honor. The next one for the Gargiulo Law Firm is Razine Moore, T00177444.
All right. Go ahead, counsel.
This is a IRLJ 3.1b motion to suppress and dismiss. We did send out our notice of appearance and request for discovery through March 24. I've checked our files. I've talked to their staff. We have not received anything from the state in response to that request through today.
And any response from the state? And I do see demand for discovery was filed as required under the rule. No response from the prosecution. Motion granted. Case dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honor.
And you said you had one more?
Two more, Your Honor.
Two more? Go ahead.
The next one is Elizabeth Roscoe, T00127499.
All right. Go ahead.
This is an IRLJ 2.1b4 motion to dismiss for lack of notice, citing to a subsection 0.05, which does not exist.
Any response from the state? No response from the prosecution? Motion granted. Case dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. Next case.
And the last one is Adrian Simonti, 6A0232064.
All right. Go ahead, counsel.
This one is a request to continue with a waiver of the 120-day rule. We'll need to have one of our... attorneys get out there to review the SMD certification in person. This is a sheriff's office case.
Okay. How far are you asking to set it?
Whatever the normal course is, Your Honor. So 30 to 45 days or whatever the next available within that time frame is or after it.
Okay. Well, the clerk's looking right now. August 10th, 1:30.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I'm sorry. 3 o'clock. I forgot. We're doing these at 3. 3 o'clock.
August 10th, though, Your Honor.
August 10th, 3 o'clock. That's correct.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon, Your Honor.
You too. All right. Next one I'm going to call is Eli Everson, case number 6A0196778. That's Mr. Glisson's case.
It is, Your Honor. Thank you.
All right, go ahead.
This is a case where we're moving to dismiss for lack of discovery. In this case, we sent a discovery demand to the county prosecutors on May 11th, filed a copy of the same with the court, and received no discovery in response, so we're asking to move to dismiss.
Any response from the state? No prosecutor present. I do see the discovery demand was filed as required. Motion granted. Case dismissed. All right, next one, Mr. Wilson.
I'm here on State versus Lauren Morrison.
Morrison. Oh, there it is. 5A001492.
And similarly, we sent notice to the state and filed the same with the court on May the 4th of this year. We received a response from the state indicating that they would not be providing discovery. And so we're moving to dismiss under 3.1 for lack of discovery.
All right, I do see that there is a demand for discovery that was filed in response from the state. No response. Motion granted. Case dismissed. Next case.
Here on State versus Bryant Jenkins with J.
All right, T00119444.
Similarly, here on May the 4th, we served notice on the prosecutor's office demand for discovery, filed a copy of the same with the court, or advised by the prosecutors that we would not be receiving a response submitting to dismiss under 3.1.
I do see demand for discovery was filed in the court record. Any response from the state? No response. Motion granted. Case dismissed.
And then finally, I'm here on State versus Guzman. Should be Helena Guzman.
D0035-1015.
Right, and similarly here, we served notice on the prosecutors on May the 11th, served copy the same to the court. Notice of appearance and demand for discovery have received no response, and no discovery has been provided, moving to dismiss under 3.1.
I see proof of demand for discovery was filed. Any response from the state? And no response. Motion granted. Case dismissed.
Nothing else for me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to Ms. Bosick. You're next on my list. Case number 580153802, Jennifer Farley. Okay. How far out?
If we could set it over two or 3 weeks. I guess a month would be fine.
Probably. I know we have 30 days for sure.
30 days is fine.
At least we did earlier. Or something, how much? What's the next? What does the next week look like? Really? How about the week after? We'll do the week after then. August 10th? Okay. All right, we'll set it August 10th at 3 o'clock. Is that all you got? All right, next one I'm going to call is Emily Gachi, case number T00185749. I have a Jack Range. Counsel record.
Thank you, Judge. I'm present, and thank you for resetting this case to today. I have a preliminary motion to dismiss this case pursuant to IRLJ 3.3b. It's a March 17 speeding ticket. I filed a notice of appearance March 23. The state did respond on April 2, but the response was just the sector citation ticket, no narrative, no support for authentication of this ticket. For example, I don't have a speed measurement device number, so I couldn't even look that up with the court if I wanted to. I move for dismissal under that.
And I do see you filed a discovery demand, it looks like, on 323. Okay. Any response from state? And no response? Then motion granted. The case is dismissed. Did you have any more, Mr. Range?
That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Next one I'm going to call is Grace Gaines, T00226059. That's Mr. Meadows' case.
Your Honor, good afternoon. For the record, Jack Meadows, on behalf of Ms. Gaines. You know, we made a discovery request on this case and not received anything back from the state. That request was made on April 12th. So, pursuant to 3.1b, motion to express dismiss, Your Honor.
Okay. And I do see demand of discovery was filed in 5-4. Any response from the state? And hearing no response, motion granted. Case dismissed. Mr. Meadows, did you have any more this afternoon?
That's all I have, Your Honor. Future court time. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next one I'm going to call is Zachariah Green, case number T00315308. That's Mr. Collins' matter. Mr. Collins.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. This is a motion to suppress and dismiss per 3.1b. Filed their papers on 3:30. No response.
Okay. And I do see that demand of discovery was uploaded and filed. Any response from the state? And hearing no response. Motion granted. Case dismissed. Mr. Collins. Anything further on this matter or this calendar?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Collins.
Bye-bye.
All right. Next one I'm going to call is the Tristan Hendrickson, T00131347. That's a Vincent Williams case.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good afternoon.
All right. Mr. Williams, go ahead.
Thank you, Your Honor. This matter of a motion to dismiss under RLJ 2.1b4 for improper notice. It's a citation cited under subsection 0.19. That subsection does not exist.
And any response from the state? Defense motion? No response. Hearing none. Motion granted. Case dismissed. Did you have
any
more questions?
That's all I have, Your Honor.
All right.
Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
You too. Next one I'm going to call is Rose Hogan Stevens, case number 6A021942.
Afternoon, Your Honor.
And that's Mr. Silva, is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor. This is pardon?
Go ahead.
Yes. My office filed a separate request for discovery that was done by mail on March 27th, and I specifically said I do not accept fax or email. They did not comply. Moving to exclude, suppress, and dismiss IRLJ 3.1b.
I do see there's a demand for discovery filed in the Hogan Stevens matter. Any response from the state? No response. Motion granted. Case dismissed.
That's all I have, Your Honor. May I leave?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Silva.
Have a good day.
You too. Next one I'm going to call is Isaac Holman, case number T00185747. That's Mr. Shapiro's matter. Mr. Shapiro, I see you're there. Can you hear me okay? Mr. Shapiro? All right, I'll come back to that one. All right, I'm going to. He's handling the disposition. Okay, we'll come back to you, Mr. Shapiro. All right, Larissa Infante, case number 5807-82091. That's Saeed Quadri.
Your Honor, good afternoon. Andrew Huff standing in for Mr. Quadri today on this case.
All right, Mr. Huff, go ahead.
We do have a motion to dismiss this matter under 3.1b. It looks like a request for discovery was filed May 5th, according to Mr. Quadri, and two-day no discovery has been received. On that basis, motion to dismiss, Your Honor.
Any response from the state? There is no response. No prosecutor present. Motion to dismiss for discovery violation is granted. I do see the demand for discovery was uploaded. So motion granted.
Thank you so much, Your Honor. Have a good day.
You too. All right, Mr. Witt, we're on to your matter, Heather Merrick, case number T00226031.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. I'm making a motion to dismiss under IRLJ 3.1b. On April 24th, my office provided to the prosecuting attorney a notice of appearance and on separate pleading request for discovery. Same has been filed with the court. As of this date, there's no discovery received, so I make a motion to dismiss for discovery violation.
All right, I do see the demand for discovery was uploaded and filed with the court. Any response from the state? All right, hearing none, motion granted, case dismissed. Anything else, Mr. Witt?
Nothing further, Your Honor. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Next one I have is Quentin Richardson, 6A020-9506. That's a Joseph Schinnebeck.
Good afternoon, Your Honor.
Did I say your name right? Is that Schinnebeck?
You did. That was great. Thank you.
All right, Schinnebeck, go ahead.
Yes, Your Honor. This is going to be a defense motion to suppress under IRLJ 3.1b. I filed a notice of appearance and timely demand for discovery back in April. Have yet to receive any type of response. We're moving to suppress the narrative and subsequent motion to dismiss.
All right. I do see a discovery demand was uploaded to the file in response from the state. And hearing no response, motion to dismiss granted. Did you have any more cases today?
That's it for me. Thank you, Your Honor. Have a good day.
Thank you. Next matter I'm going to go to is Ralph Schur, case number T00274624. I have a Joseph Reamer on that one.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. This is Attorney Arthur Gilford standing in for Mr. Reamer today.
Mr. Gilford, okay, go ahead.
A motion to suppress and dismiss for improper notice under IRLJ 2.1b4. The infraction in this matter was cited under 4661400 subsection 15, and there is no such subsection in the statute.
Any response from the state? No response. No prosecutor present. Motion granted to dismiss. All right. Anything
Thank
else?
You very much, Your Honor. That's small. I have a great day.
You too. All right. Next one I'm going to call is Amon P. Oh, here we go. Manpal Singh, case number 68017083. Mr. Ranhawa? Or Mr. Ranhawa or somebody in, on his behalf? Okay, then I'm going to go to Mr. Karimi, your matter. I have case number T0061902, Samaya Twitty.
Yes, Your Honor, good afternoon. My name is Steve Green. I'm here on behalf of Ms. Twitty. Your Honor, I have a motion to suppress and dismiss for lack of discovery. Filed a request for discovery on March 31st. I did receive a response from the state indicating on April 2nd that they wouldn't be providing discovery, so that's the basis of my motion. Thank you.
I'm pausing because I didn't see your updated. I didn't see a request for discovery file. Let's see. Oh, you did a notice of appearance request for discovery. All right, I do see that you have a notice of appearance combined with your a request for discovery combined with your notice of appearance. Any response from the state? All right, hearing none. Motion granted. Mr. Karimi, case is dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Have a good day.
All right. All right. All right. Got a couple attorneys left. I see Mr. Ranhawa. You're present.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Thank you so much. Just one case for me. Last name is Singh. First name Amanpal with an A.
And 68017083 on for a contested hearing. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Your Honor. This will also be a motion under 3.1b to suppress and dismiss. We did make a timely request to the KSF Prosecutor's Office back on May 24th, 2026 of this year. As of today, I have received a response. We'd like to make a motion under 3.1b to suppress and dismiss.
And I do see a demand for discovery was uploaded to the file. Any response from the state? Hearing no response. Motion dismissed granted. Case is dismissed. All right.
Thank you, Your Honor. That's it. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. And then I have a Ross Britton online.
Thank you, Your Honor. I may have been the last one to arrive, though. I don't want to jump the line.
All right. Well, I know Mr. Shapiro's on there, but I don't know if you heard me. Mr. Shapiro? Is he? Oh, he was doing the disposition. All right. We'll wait for him. So, Mr. Britton, go ahead.
Thank you, Your Honor. I do have two matters. I am appearing on behalf of Attorney of Record Barbara Bowden. First one, I believe, is Carvai, K-A-R-A-V-A-I.
Carvai. All right. Yes, T0028-6211.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is a motion to dismiss for insufficient notice pursuant to IRLJ 2.1, subsection B4. The basis is the violation is listed as 4661-400-10. I'm not familiar with that many subsections in that particular RCW. I'd argue that's a lack of proper notice as it refers to a subsection that does not exist, and I need to dismiss as a result.
All right. Any response from the state? Hearing no response. No prosecutor present. Motion granted. Case dismissed.
Yes, sir. All right. Remaining matters, Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R, Garrett.
Tanner. All right. T00137789.
Thank you, Your Honor. If I didn't, on the previous matter, do request Mr. Tanner's presence be waived, and I do have a similar motion pursuant to IRLJ 2.1, subsection B, subsection 4. In this case, the violation listed as 4661-400, or subsection 16. Again, I don't believe there's that many subsections with that citation or that RCW. I would argue since it refers to a statute or violation code that does not exist, it's improper notice and move to dismiss.
And any response from the state? And hearing no response, motion granted, case dismissed. Sure. I had you for one more. I had a Paul Dixon on today for Barbara Bowden's case anyway.
You know, certainly if it's for her, I should have it in my stack. Unfortunately, I do not, Your Honor. I'm chagrined to report I'm not prepared on that. I do, as with all of our clients, when they hire us, do obtain their authority to waive the 120-day rule. If Your Honor would allow me a request to continue this matter so that I can have the file in hand and have a meaningful hearing, I'd appreciate it.
All right. We'll grant the request because there's no one here to argue against it. August 10th at 3 o'clock?
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. I'll set that over. August 10th at 3 o'clock. I think that was the last one I had your name on.
I hope so. I only had two, so I'm going to figure there was a third. But thank you, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you. All right. Mr. Shapiro, you ready?
Good afternoon, Your Honor.
Yeah, good afternoon. All right, let's see. I have you on a couple cases. First one I have is Isaac Holman, case number T00185747.
Correct, Your Honor. Andy Shapiro, for the record. This is going to be a 3.1b motion, Your Honor. Request discovery on March 25th. As of today's date, I've received discovery, making a motion to dismiss.
All right. And I do see, let's see, there. I don't see a request for discovery filed.
With the court?
Yeah.
Give me a second. Let me check jobs. Oh, sorry, not jobs.
Oh, there it is. It's response to request for discovery. It's, just titled wrong. Okay, gotcha. I see your request for discovery. All right, any response? No response from the state. Motion granted, case dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honor. I believe I have one other one for Avery Lawrence.
Yeah, case number 6800126. All right, counsel.
Thank you, Your Honor. I similar posture requesting discovery on March 25th. And today's date, I've received discovery, making a motion to dismiss.
All right, and I see that's also in the file. It's titled response to request for discovery, but that's okay. We got it in the file. Any response from the state? No response. Motion granted, case dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, I think. I saw one more. Nope, that was it for you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, thank you. And then last counsel is Mr. Scow.
Yes, Your Honor. Good afternoon. Matthew Scow, Roberto Ghirinella's office. I think I have two matters on your calendar today, starting with Christian Campbell.
Yeah, case number T0315303. Go ahead.
Your Honor, this is a motion to suppress under IRLJ 2.1 before proper notice. My client was cited under RCW 4661400.10. That statute does not exist.
Any response from the state? I'm hearing no response. There's no one present. Motion granted. Case dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honor. My next and last matter is Jesus Ignacio Day.
All right, case number T0022-9518.
This is a motion to suppress all evidence, if any, under IRLJ 3.1b. We made a time to request of the state for discovery back at the end of March. They never responded.
You see, demand for discovery was uploaded and filed on March 26. Any response from the state? No response, no prosecutor present. Therefore, motion granted, case dismissed.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. That's everything I have.
All right, thank you, counsel. And that should be everything I have on my list. So at this point, we are adjourned.